Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. House GOP conservatives fell in line as the House passed its version of the 2018 Farm Bill, defeated in an earlier vote when conservatives jumped ship to force votes on immigration reform. The narrow 213 to 211 vote now sets up a likely House-Senate negotiation on a farm bill next month. The conservatives were key in their votes turned an earlier 198 to 213 farm bill defeat into a narrow victory, still with no Democratic support, but enough Republicans to have a farm bill negotiation with the Senate that could pass its bill next week. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley says the biggest House-Senate difference surrounds a controversial House GOP food stamp proposal.
The nutrition title, there are quite a few changes that have been reported on between what the House is looking at one to do on imposing some additional work requirements, and the Senate really doesn't have any of those measures.
A calculated decision by Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts to avoid a filibuster that would take 10 Democratic votes to overcome. And there are other lesser differences.
Both of them have improvements to the dairy program and some additional funding in there. You see a slight tweak to the price loss coverage, PLC, in the House bill. Where the Senate focuses a little bit more on making some improvements to the ARC, the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program. You know, crop insurance, not a ton of differences between the two titles outside of recognizing the importance of having crop insurance for farmers and ranchers in the rural economy. And then they both authorize a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank.
And conservation.
The House raises the limit on the Conservation Reserve Program from 24 million acres to 29 million acres, and combines the CSP, the Conservation Stewardship Program, into the EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. But then the Senate bill only increases CRP to about 25 million acres.
Both bills boost the guaranteed loan limit by some $350,000 to $1.75 million and invest more in research, rural development, broadband, and opioid addiction programs. Walmsley expects the two chambers' ag negotiators to be ready to broker an identical bill in mid-July, preparing for final passage before the current farm bill expires on September 30th. The House of Representatives passed its version of the Farm Bill 213 to 211. The narrow vote followed a failed attempt at passing significant immigration reform in the House. The bill again received no support from House Democrats, just as it did when the House failed to pass the legislation previously. Stick around. More Inside Agriculture is straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.